Today's scripture is taken from Proverbs 3, 5-6 and Daniel 2, 27-28. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Daniel replied, "No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. Your dream and the visions that pass through your mind as you were lying in bed are these." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Where are my glasses? I cannot see you now. I thank God for this opportunity to share my faith. The question, like Pastor Eva wants us to share, is our prayer life. Why we pray and what's our favorite prayer and what happened in our lives that's caused us to pray. I picked the verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Question: why do I pray? I'm going to share to you a lyrics of a song I think you already know. And it goes like this: "I need you, Lord, in all I do. You're always there to see me through. I can't get by unless I lean on you, Lord. The Lord has a will, and I have a need to follow that will, to humbly be still, to rest in it, nest in it, fully be blessed in it, following my Father's will." If you read the verse, "Trust in the Lord with all your hearts," the words that get me there is the word "all." Usually people ask, or when the boss asks me to do all the things that I can do, the first thing that comes into my mind is, I cannot do all. Seems like the word "all" only belongs to God. Only God can do all things, right? But this is said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. How can I do that? I cannot. And how can I trust God with all my heart? The only way I can think of is only with his help. With God's help, then eventually maybe I can approach all of my heart. That's why I need to pray. Prayer helps me to get in touch with God, to do what he commands me to do. Because his commandments are so difficult to do. For example, on the second verse 6, "In all your ways submit to him." If you think about it, all my ways, some of my ways I'm not even conscious of. How can I say, "In all my ways submit to him"? So I have to pray to God to reveal to me the ways that I did not submit to him, and humbly stay humbly and pray and ask him for help. One of my favorite prayer I pray is, "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing here. I need your help. I don't know what I'm doing here." Especially I pray this at work, before I start my work. "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing here. Help my team to figure out what we need to do." A lot of times I pray this, and then later on when I do the work, I find things come out smoothly. Somehow the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, lead me to do the thing that I have to do. Because the customer wants us to do all the things possible to solve a problem. But again, the word "all," you don't have time to do all the things that the customer wants to do. But you can pick the important things that you have to do. But what is important, you don't know. So again, I have to pray. I shared with Jonathan, my prayer partner, one of the events that happened at work is the X-ray machine. Our work moved already from the UC Irvine campus to the Irvine Great Park campus. Before the move, we have to make sure the equipments are right. I always power down the X-ray machine during the weekend, and I power up during the Monday morning. The reason why I do that is sometimes when you power down your computer and when you power up, you notice that they have updates going on with your computer, especially with Windows or with Apple system. They have updates. And on one of the updates, I powered up, it updated, but then when I start the X-ray machine, it doesn't work. The update is in conflict with the software that the X-ray machine is doing. So I called the manufacturer. They don't know what to do. So I pray. What do I need to do? And I told my prayer partner, Jonathan, pray with me, pray for this. And then it was on a Wednesday night we prayed. On Thursday, I went back to the system because I try a lot of things. One of the things I noted is I didn't back up the system. There's ways that you can back up the system, so you can just call it and it will back up. But I didn't do that. With more trying and God guiding me, He guides me to one of the Windows settings that you can log into it by going back to the more like a root setting, is to restore the hardware setting that it was working before. It's in the, you have to like, during the boot up, you have to quickly press like F8 or F12 type of thing. See, this kind of things that you go into deeper into the, before the whole system boots up. And I did that, and I praise God, it works. Because I called the guy, he said, oh, you have to ship it to us. There's no time for us to ship. The machine has to be running. So praise God. So there are a lot of things that I can try, but no time, right? There's a lot of things. But through God's help, he lead me that path. One thing, though, another thing I'm learning is why I pray is because I'm learning that in this world, it's not about us. It's all about God. So even if events shows that God is not in control, He is in control. We just don't know it. And we have to trust that God is a loving God. And He has my best interests, our best interests. He has a plan. And in order for us to know the plan, we have to pray, right? So we have to pray that His will be done, and that His wisdom, that in His wisdom, He will reveal how we will be involved in His will. Once we know what His will is, we should go and do it. A lot of times, His will is already His general will, I call it, is already revealed to us in the Bible. For example, that we should love one another. So if you do things out of love, you are doing God's will. But sometimes there are some details that we have to be doing. Maybe because there's a lot of people that needs help. How can we love everybody, right? So again, we pray, who, Lord, do you want me today to help? Who? How? So we pray. Another thing is speaking the truth in love. And this is another commandment that He has. So He wants us to speak the truth. And by speaking the truth, He can be glorified. Because the spirit of truth will guide us. And with that word of truth, we can help one another. But again, we should speak the truth in love. And another thing that we already know that it's God's will is in the verse says, whether therefore we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all for the glory of God. It's God's will that we glorify Him. This is something that I'm still learning. I'm trying to learn how to glorify God at my work and how to make it politically correct. Not just just hammering people on Christ. So I shared before that in my Malaysia trip, I told them that what I learned or the things that I am able to train them is because of God's inspiration. The more I pray, the more I know God is helping me. And the more I know God is helping me, I cannot take the glory to myself, but to give it back to Him and tell God that it is He, not me, that is doing this. In Daniel, it says, Daniel replied, "No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery that he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mystery." Praise God.
Thank you, Gaius. Now it's time for our second part of scripture. I'll ask Chris to come again.
Scripture is taken from 2 Chronicles 7, 14 to 15, and it reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place." Philippians 4, 6 to 7 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. I'm on this side because I need the box. Will you join me in prayer? Dear Lord, we confess to you those times that we deliberately disobey, allowing our pride to surface and dictate our actions. Afterwards, we feel guilty and ashamed and wonder how you could forgive us again. Because of how we feel, we often doubt that if we seek your face and confess our sin, that you will hear and immediately forgive us. Forgive us for trusting our feelings and doubting your promise to hear and to heal. Lord Jesus, I pray that you anoint me with your Holy Spirit as I share what prayer means to me and how it has changed my life. In Jesus' name, amen. What keeps you from humbling yourself? Do you think that there's something preventing God from hearing your prayers? Let us take a few moments to search our hearts and to see if there's anything troubling us individually. Something we need to confess, and remember, our God, who is faithful, always hears our prayers, even when we think He does not. So take this time for a couple moments for reflection and confession. This morning, I will share three things about prayer with you: the what, the why, and the how, and my reflections on prayer and how prayer has changed my life. So the first question, what is prayer? It's a spiritual discipline or practice that helps us ask God for His will. We turn to God in various times in our lives. It's simply talking to God. For the second question, why pray? Prayer is a responsibility of every believer. God's word tells us to pray. But we don't pray because we have to. We pray because talking to God is a privilege. Prayer is entering into relationship with God so that we can ask that His will be done. So the third question, how do we pray? My prayer life has deepened as I learned to pray in Moms in Prayer, Moms in Touch, and have led our Saturday morning prayers time for many years. We follow the steps of Acts, A standing for adoration, praising God, C for confession, reflection, T for thanksgiving, and S for supplication or intercession. In my prayer time, I've experienced God's forgiveness, and I feel His presence. I remember a few years ago talking to Jason Lai after our summer retreat, and he told me that he felt and was overwhelmed with God's presence. So my hope for our church is that each one of you will feel and experience His presence in your lives. It's wonderful to feel God warming my heart, giving me His comfort and peace in times of struggle, loss, disappointment, and also to see His handiwork and grace in times of joy and celebrations. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. God opens His words to us. Our faith is tested and strengthened as we rely upon Him. Our loving God wants us to commune with Him, to share our joys and struggles. When everything is going well for you, thank God and acknowledge Him for those blessings. He celebrates with us. When we graduate, when we have a marriage, when we have a child, when we have a promotion. But if you're facing difficulties in your life, you failed a test in school, you received a rejection letter from your first choice of colleges or universities, work is overwhelming, you or a loved one are facing a serious illness, such as cancer, a separation in your marriage, or a breakup with a boyfriend or girlfriend, a job loss, or being passed over for a promotion. Take it to your Heavenly Father. He knows your struggles, and His Son Jesus is walking right alongside you. The Holy Spirit's intercession comforts suffering believers. It is through prayer that we gain God's wisdom, discernment, understanding, and comfort. Prayer is a large part of His transformation of us. It allows our thoughts, hearts, and will to be in tune to God. The Holy Spirit always intercedes for us. So I have two stories to share with you on my personal prayers and how God has answered them. The first story, and I didn't ask for permission to share this, so I just want to show how God is working. So I hope Gary doesn't mind. when Gary and I were engaged, we went through premarital counseling with the pastor of the church that I was attending at the time. We met with the pastor and took a test that's similar to the Briggs-Meyer test for engaged couples. Not surprising, the result came back that we were polar opposites. To give you some additional insight from a birth order standpoint, Gary, as you know, is the baby in the family, his two older sisters. And for me, I'm the oldest in my family, with a little brother who's a year younger than me and a little sister who's 3 years younger than me. On a personality trait chart, and I apologize, I couldn't remember what the chart was called, Gary falls in the steadfast category, and I fall in the influencer category. So after a few sessions of premarital counseling, the pastor recommended to us not to get married. In his opinion, the marriage was not going to work out, and that we were not equally yoked. So it was a difficult decision and time for me. We had made wedding plans. We booked and put deposits on the church, the restaurant for our dinner, the photographer, the florist. We had ordered dresses, and our families were getting to know each other. We prayed together, and I prayed earnestly by myself for weeks. One night I prayed, "Lord Jesus, if you do not intend for me to be with Gary, please reveal this to me. And if he is to be my husband, please make this clear to me. Show me your will for my life." About a week later, I was walking to my car after work, and I had always parked on the rooftop. So I had seen the most beautiful sunset, and an incredible sense of peace came upon me. I had that assurance that God was giving me Gary as a husband. I am thankful for the answer that God provided when I sought his will in my life. He has blessed us with 3 children who are answering God's call for their life. And at the end of this year, we will celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary. For my second story, I have covered my children in prayer since they were babies. Sorry. I have particularly lifted up Kristen in prayer. As you know, she's the youngest, and her older siblings have set the bar high, a bar that she could never meet or never live up to. In preschool and elementary school, the teachers had preconceived expectations for her as a third locked child. Gary and I have never compared Kristen to her siblings, and I've encouraged her to discover her own unique set of gifts and talents. I prayed that God would help her in school. It did not help that she follows her sister in birth order, who excels in everything. We gave her violin lessons for 6.5 years, knowing that there's a correlation between music and how students perform in math. I prayed in the 4th grade that she would be placed in the right 5th grade class that would meet her needs and where she could thrive. The week before school started of her fifth grade, we found that she was placed in the 5th grade teacher that both Matthew and Alyssa had, which I'd hoped she would not be placed in. God did not answer my prayer in that situation. We hired a wonderful writing teacher, Mrs. McCracken, to work with her each week. And for some of you who are parents of girls, the drama of preteen drama starts at the age of 9 through 11. And my gosh, it's just a lot for that age. One day, when I was talking to her, I found out that she was eating lunch alone. And when I asked her why, it's because she said, "I don't like that preteen drama. I'd rather eat my lunch in peace and then go play on the playground." I prayed that God would bring her a good friend or two. So a couple weeks later, Paulina Eric had started eating lunch with Kristen and shared that she did not like that preteen drama either. When Kristen turned 13, some of you may know, she was a bear to live with. And when I say bear, I mean bear. She did not talk to me for months. I prayed fervently, and the prayer warders in the Saturday morning prayer group prayed fervently for us. Over time, God answered this prayer and restored our relationship as mother and daughter. Through her middle school years and high school years, I prayed that God would bring her good friends. I know he has given her a caring heart, and since she was in kindergarten, she has had friends confide in her, telling her their problems and asking her for advice. I am thankful that God answered my prayers with good friends during these formative years. When she comes home from college, the Sprouts groups, and I can't remember why they call each other the Sprouts, is a group of 10 or so boys and girls, and they always make a point to get together. When she was a senior in high school, I prayed that God would direct her path and lead her to the college or university that he had planned for her. I also prayed that she would find a college fellowship group. Excuse me, I'm going to get a Kleenex. Her brother and sister have set the bar high for her to continue her faith journey when they have left for home for college and grad school. I'm thankful, and I always thought at first, I would always ask Kristen, when you go to college, are you going to join a fellowship group? I prefer, even though your mother was in a sorority, I want you to join a fellowship group. And she'd always tell me, "Yes, Mom, yes, Mom." And I always thought she was giving me lip. But I'm thankful that God has answered my prayer. It is wonderful to see God working in Kristen's life and seeing her grow in faith and to take that step in finding the fellowship group that met her needs. I know last year she had joined one fellowship group, and halfway through the school term, she said, "Mom, I'm looking for another fellowship group. This one is not meeting my needs." So when Gary and I visit her up north a couple times a year, we always make it a point to worship at the church that she attends and to see her fellowship group. In closing, prayer is powerful. It deepens our relationship with our Heavenly Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I encourage, if you don't pray on a daily basis, to start praying now. Our Heavenly Father is calling you to spend time with Him. If you are a parent, lift up your children in prayer constantly and watch God mold your child into His image. Come to the Saturday morning prayer meeting that Gloria Chan leads. If you're a guy, come to the fisherman's breakfast. Andy Louie has always said for first-timers, you'll receive a free breakfast on the group. You'll be blessed immeasurably as you pray for individuals who are hurting and for our church. And my hope is that you will experience His presence and that you will let Him transform your heart and your life. So you join me in a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask for a strong belief in your promise that as your child, we can approach you with confidence. Let us know that anything we ask, according to your will, you will hear and will provide whatever we ask of you. We pray that you will transform our hearts and lives, and that you will help us to deepen our prayer life and to strengthen our walk with you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.